This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth and a quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Amen. Glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Wow, 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 wow. It's a beautiful evening. And the I like the ambience. It just looks like a calm evening. And I like the way the worship team started. It's a falling in love with Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. It's a good evening to fall in love again with Jesus. But you know, there are some of our brothers. We were all falling in love together, but they started falling in love with women. And then they left us behind. You know? So, but we'll hear their story today. So we are calling them to come and report, how did they transit? When did they leave us behind? Hallelujah. All right, so with me this evening, we have two beautiful brothers. I know we use handsome for brothers, but they permit me to use beautiful, beautiful in their soul. You know, tonight, this evening, permit me to welcome Bro Onokwemepo. Hallelujah. You're welcome, sir. So your brother said we should invite you to the panel, sir. Want to hear some things from you, sir. So you're welcome. I think you can have your seat. The second person who will be reporting himself this evening, we have Bro Ario. Wow. Amen. Okay. Good evening, everyone, once again. Good evening, Daddy. Good evening, my pastors. Good evening, my brothers in the house. So it's a very short chat, but we just want to, like I said earlier, where did you, zoom off and started loving, the sister in view? All right, want to know some of those information. So I'll start by, let's assume that we want to know you again. We thought we knew you, but maybe we should know you again. All of us, I don't know whether it's Mr. or Master we used to be, but now you want to add something to the name. All right, so can we know you, sir? Can we meet you? And can we know the name of the sister that stole your heart? And or whether you are the one that stole her heart. Let's meet you, sir.
It was a collaboration. We stole the heart.
All right.
Praise God. Good evening, Daddy. Good evening, all our pastors. Good evening, Daddy and Mommy. Good evening, sir. My name is Ario David Damilari. And the name of my my betrothed is Amasha Oluwabusolami Rachel.
Hey, I saw that you were stammering when it got to that, but my, it seems there's something you're hiding back. Is there a name that you call her that we don't know about yet? You wanted to say, should I say it? Maybe just...
There are names in the secret place. That when the time comes,
there are some in the rooftop. We want to know one of those ones. Just something you call your...
I call her my treasure. I call her my baby.
So how did you find this treasure, sir? In spiritual places or in that vessel?
This kind of treasure, you have to be in the field. And you have to have an husband man.
Please decode it, sir.
Okay, so, how did I get to meet her? Okay, there are plenty of things to it, but I think God was just merciful to me. I'll just say God was merciful to me. I'll say God was really, really gracious to me. I see the orchestration. I just see God in the whole orchestration. So, apparently, we attended the same school in university, but we never met in school. But we met in, you know, in church together. We're serving in the same unit. And apparently, the first time we really had the
given water.
The first time we got really close was 2024 SM Flex. So she was the only female security unit member, and I was the assistant security unit member. So she happens to be, so in security settings like that, the females are usually our sisters are usually the welfare person and all that. So she literally took up that welfare and administration duties, and that was the first, very first encounter. I can even remember, it was, you know, later when I was, you know, waiting on her when she came later to my art, it was, that was when I remember that, even that time, I was like, this sister is a very beautiful sister. Like, God should just answer her prayer and, you know, grant her the, you know, bring her husband, you know, to her. I prayed
praying for her future.
Funny enough, another scenario was, I think it was this After Beacon experience something, and she shared one Beacon experience or something, and Daddy came up like, love the way she's talking, like, I say, yes, it's true, she's, you know, speaking, so see the way she just dished the word and her experience, and in my heart then too, I said, God, just answer this woman's prayer, and sincerely, I was not putting myself in the pictures. It was later in the future that this picture now featured. And, you know, since then, it has just been good and it has been beautiful. Thank you, sir.
I think you need to talk to your brother. Tell your brother you might be somebody's prayer answer. Tell somebody. You might be somebody's answer to prayer. Uh-huh. So that brother will not be thinking too far. He's praying. But he's the answer to the prayer. Hallelujah. All right, Bruno. All right.
Amen. Good evening, Daddy. Good evening, Mommy. In absentia. Good evening, our pastors. Thank you very much for this opportunity. My name is Onokwemi Poshoronke. I attend Love Soup. Very clearly. The name of my betrothed, as Daddy has said, is Sister Peculia Chiesogoro Mokonkwo.
What do you call her?
Oh,
Peculia Treasure.
No, not that. That's. I call her my pearl.
Brothers, are you learning? All right. So, can you tell us how you know your journey meeting her?
Okay. So, I've known her for a bit in church. But I think the first time that we were like in the same space that I could now take notes of a person was in Workers in Training 2024 Workers in Training. And it was just I also. I think the first conversation we ever had, that was like proper conversation. I think after one of those Workers in Training classes, I think we ended around 7 p.m. I was telling her, I'm still going as far as it got on. So I think she had texted later that, you are going somewhere by as far. Hope you got there safe because of the time. And that was like, that was the first conversation that we had. But there was just, that was just that for another two years. Just I. Yeah, but that was like, you know, the first conversation that I can say that this is how I met her.
I want to keep the rest for us. Okay, let's clap for Bruno.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. So I think I'll switch it back to you. Okay, so from just saying, hope you got home fine, hope you got home well, how did it become, let me take you home? How did we bridge that journey?
Okay, so I like to see it as I think the first time the Lord ever told me something about marriage was 2022, and I was not even thinking about it. I was one of my friends had proposed then, and we were on over the proposal pictures, and I had left the place, and I was in the room. I think I was in the room with my mom, and I just felt like the presence in the room. So I just went inside to just excuse myself to, you know, pray it out. Then as I was praying, then the Lord began to say some things from oraculous, so to say. And my tongue was saying, Moma Fiefun, Moma Fiefun, Moma Fiefun, because Moma Fiefun. So I just wrote it somewhere that, okay, I think I know what this thing is talking about. But since there was no, I was not considering anything. So I just wrote it somewhere and I just, you know, continued going on with life. Then 2024, later in 2024, that's like another two years after, Lord began to give me some express instructions. For example, I'm not a very handy person. Lord, you know, began to tell me, oh, when people are doing handy things, I'll find a way to just, because I'm not an handy person. So Lord began to instruct me to intentionally become handy, get involved with house management. And some way I just perceived that it was an instruction for that season. So I began to somewhere cooperate a bit. I try. So when people are gathering together to dismantle things, instead of running away, even though I'll not probably just start and dismantle with them, I would just stay.
All those posters and flags.
Yes. So I began to intentionally do that. Things fall in the house, I'll take armor. No. So just begin to be handy first, right? So it was just clear from the instructions and commandment dealings around me was Lord was putting some structures, so to say, to be more responsible. Then around that period I had lost my mom. Then things just fall here and there. It just felt like, okay, you cannot run away from this responsibility thing again. So I rose to the occasion, and that just made it clear to me at the point that, okay, the Lord is indicting Matt on this matter. Then there was a year like that I had gone to greet my pastor at home. The Lord was indicting my heart to this matter. I did not have anything. In my heart, my heart was abroad, not at home in church. Yes. And I remember there was one marriageable singles in gathering 2024, last quarter. Mommy had said that there's a ailment that brothers have. They like shiny things, new things, things that are not in their immediate environment, that they can be with, you know, good sisters around them. They will never see them. And it just felt like she was saying, this is me, the way she was saying, it just felt like, this is me, but there's a way you heard it is me, but I did not repent. I just left it there. So I went to see my pastor, and we were talking about sisters, and I mentioned that my eyes are abroad. And I said, no, it feels like my supply is in the house, that I should just, you know. He was even asking her, who are the sister friends around you? I mentioned like 10, 11 friends that I had.
that are sisters, right?
And I did not mention this person. He just mentioned, you mentioned this people. What of this person? I'm like, we just, hello. He said, okay, that's fine. I'm sure he probably doesn't remember that he mentioned that exact person. So last year, I had gone to Nairobi for a work trip. And in December, we did family retreat. Pastor GB. Pastor GB had said that when he's traveling, he reads, he used that time to read or something. So when I was going, I brought Kenneth taking spirit with the spirit upon to read in that period. So as I was I had done one chapter already, I had slept, I woke up back, I was reading again. Out of nowhere, let us tell him now, I want to pray about your wife. I wanted to pray about who we are going to marry. Okay, I was not like, okay, because I'm reading spirit within of spirit upon. No, I prayed, you know. After I finished that prayer, he just told me the name, and that I just saw, I could not say, okay, maybe I know a number of peculiars. I could not miss it. He put the picture also in my spirit. I just said, okay. I just picked my journal, I wrote that information down. I was like, this is never going to, I'm not going to tell anybody this happened, because I still believe somewhere that I'm the one conjuring this thing up. Yes, it was my mind. But I wrote it down, and when I came back, I spoke to two of my brothers that, I'm keeping this with you. This happened. and I left the matter. Some 2 weeks after that, I had gone to see Daddy for something. And as we were, we were done, I said, okay, thank you. He said, hey, wait, how far or no? Any sister? I said, no, Daddy, no sister. Focus, journey on Titan life. And I said, okay, so you're not telling, you're talking to your pastors about any sister. I said, no, I'm not doing anything like that. And I said, what of Sister Peculiar? I just opened my journal that I had written that in 2 weeks prior. I just showed him on the spot that this was what happened 2 weeks prior. And I said, I'm not sure. He said, go and pray about it now. Go and wait on it. Talk to Mama. And I think that's how the journey started for me. And between then and, how start courtship, further convictions, further experiences, confirmations from brethren, pastors, people that, I count as authority over me, and more, clearance and assurance even from the Lord himself.
Hallelujah. Wow. There's a lot to say, but, I just feel like some of our brothers, we just feel like, we just wake up like Adam woke up in the garden. So, this is the bone of my bone and the flesh of my flesh. This is my wife. So when you started here in 2022, 2023, that's why you are shouting, it's actually a process thing. Actually, it's a process thing. There is process to everything. The Lord does not just do things out of the blues. And I really appreciate your process. And one of the things I've seen also is the place of service. You just say, I just went to see Daddy about something Daddy gave me to do. So if they are not giving you anything to do, maybe you might never have an opportunity to, So please, and please, and please, I believe these things they are messages to our hearts. Some people might even be getting some assurances based on some of the things that have been said. Thank you so much, bro. No. Bro Rio, I know you didn't wake up and say this is the point. So tell us about your process.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. There are actually many things to say to it. Many, many angles to come in for it. But I think what came to my mind was just thinking about it recently was a particular marriageable singles when, I think that particular MSI was a breakthrough for me. So for me personally, I have never thought that marriage process is going to be a difficult thing for me. Afa, we've been brethren from school now. Maybe we go marry brethren, Mariana. That's not an issue for me. Over the period of time, I noticed that over the years, I did not take marriage as sacred as it should be, because I just feel it's just simple. We just find one sister you marry. And that particular marriageable singles, Daddy really emphasized on even you waiting on the Lord yourself. It's not about you just saying, Daddy will just actually be my pastor, will just people, but he emphasized you waiting on the Lord, you really, being convinced in yourself, in your spirit, and submitting it to him. So I think that stood out for me in that particular MSI. So over the years, over time, I think the first time I had the marriage experience was just even reading Bible. I was just reading scripture. I was reading Genesis then. I was reading the story of Jacob and, how Leah came into the picture. And God just showed me. It was as if he put a special light on Leah, the kind of soul that Leah had. And I saw that Leah was the one that even gave birth. I can say she gave birth to Jesus because she gave birth to Judah. Judah came from her loins, right? So that was what literally came to me that time. And that time, my betrothed was not even in the picture then, actually. That was just the scripture. It was later on that when I now started waiting, when she came to my heart, the first person I told was, I told my pastor then, myself, pastor then, Pastor Lekon, I told him. In fact, no, I think he was asking me who are my friends, this, that. He mentioned some people, me too, I mentioned some people. Then he mentioned, and I was not like, why did he for the fact that he's mentioning, I need to get serious with this, because I was also not seeing her in my heart already at that time. So I now had to, you know, wait for that. That was when the Lord now even pointed me to this experience I had later. But you said I should focus on, you know, Leah. You were saying Leah, but her name is not Leah. Funny enough, it was, so for me, it was a funny experience, because I've been a person that, from my kind of spiritual background, there was so much on this spectacular, but, you know, when you start hearing word, that emphasis for me personally reduced, that it's not about spectacular, it's supernatural. So I was not really paying attention. I spoke with one of my pastors. I think it was you that was saying that irrespective, you have to wait on it, you have to be sure, you have to get a spiritual conviction. So I never used to pay attention to that. It came to me as I showed you a scripture before. That scripture, that name is Leah. Spell the name backwards. I spelled the name backwards. There's nothing. Then I said that this person that I've been bringing to you, what's her name? I said, her name is Rachel. Okay. What is about Rachel? It says spell Rachel backwards. But when I started spelling Rachel backwards, I was spelling Leah, actually. And the way my mindset picked it was Leah, C-A-R. And I felt like I just put that A-R as Ariel. Just Leah, C-A-R. So for me, that was spectacular in all my, you know, spiritual, you know, journey and all. So I was just saying that to say, the Lord make sure when it was time to come into that season, what I needed, the kind of conviction, the kind of experiences I should have, He brought them to me. And you know, that was how it actually happened. I told my pastor then about it. He told me to still wait more. I waited. You know, there were, you know, processes around, you know, waiting. In fact, I don't know if I can share the waiting period after I submitted that, okay, this is the sister, and then the waiting was a wait. I remember that particular season was, I think it was, we were preparing for 2025 SM Flex period. So daddy had called me, said that, Ariel, you need to see me. I've not even, it was only my pastor, Pastor Leko, I told at that time. So I told Pastor Leko, daddy said I should see him, and it's only this sister that is in my heart, and I'm thinking it's about a marriage discussion with my dad. And when I saw that, daddy was just asking me just normal questions, how are you, how is this, how is that. Then when we got to area of sister, I said, it's only this sister that has actually been in my mind, though. So then I said, okay, no problem, just write your, let me know about your commission and get back to me. So that was when I now started waiting. I waited, you know, I spoke to pastor, I sent messages to daddy too about that these are the things. Then I now have to wait again. I saw in all those periods, I saw the Lord really, you know, will I say maybe really trying my heart to see that He wanted me to pass through that. But I remember that particular, there was a particular day I was waiting, daddy is going to call me back today. That was the day that he was preparing to travel before SM Flex. I just say, in my heart, I just say, just sew this waiting period to SM Flex. In fact, I had, you know, forgotten about, as daddy, everything just, you know, went that. When, I think it was after daddy came back then, daddy just called us, and that is how, you know, it started for me.
Wow. Hallelujah. Some brothers are already calculating their name.
You know, Lord will help you. So, you have to pick your own, you know, your own direction. You know, you have to wait on the Lord. If there's anything I've seen, these are brothers that have been friends of the bridegroom. They've been friends of Jesus. That's why in their secret place, the Lord could come and tell them, oh yeah, spell this one. You, I don't know, are you hearing the Lord? Are you, you know, it takes friendship to say some things to one another. If you are not intimate, there are some things he would find it,
I can imagine the Lord wants to tell you something and he can't even find a scripture that you can. How will he tell you about marriage? With John 3:16. And that's the only scripture you know. So, you know, it's a call to friendship with the Lord. It's a call to friendship with the true bridegroom. Hallelujah. You know, and one of the things I also saw, you should, you know, I was saying something earlier that you should find something doing. Don't just think that I will sit down somewhere and things will happen. It's in the place of service. Even I was talking about Adam, he didn't just wake up. He was serving at some point in the Lord. He was tending to the garden. And Lord said, this man, it's not okay for this man to be alone. So, you know, I'm seeing things, you know, I'm just seeing conversations. I'm seeing riddles that need to be solved, even as they are speaking to us. On the final note, I'll just ask them one, you know, teaser. You know, this question is somehow, but I know you understand what I mean. So I said, tell us about your transition from a lively boy to a lively man indeed, you know? So when I say lively boy, you know, that moment where you were still thinking, like, at some point, you know, I was a boy, the way I was thinking, the way I was doing it, you understand my question?
Okay. I think I do. Thank you for that question, sir. So have I even fully transitioned? but I think I get what it means, right? One thing that I can, okay, there's a scripture, 1 Samuel 16:7. But the Lord said, but the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. The part that caught me the most here is, because I have refused him. And I'm looking at it that the context here is, someone had come to the house to anoint someone as king, but David was still in the, you know, still in the bush. And the person he has thought that, oh, this person is going to be Eliab, you know, fully fit, looks kingly. And then I said that he has refused him. And I'm looking at what point did the Lord refuse him? So it's possible to, you know, live your life day to day, be at home, do stuff, but under the surveillance that you are put, under everyone's scrutiny, you have been refused. So how that, you know, transpires to, you know, the question you asked is, that growth period or transitioning period or living, that transitioning period literally is everyday life. Because you live everyday life, you don't know you're transitioning if you are not conscious of that world. If you're not conscious of that world, you could just live every day without, you know, understanding that you are transiting. For example, there's a way, for example, you could be friends with sisters, but the purity to it as a brother, you have not excelled yet. That way you would murky the waters. Your Bible says, wabaleje. You know, that scripture said that when I was a child, I behaved as a child. So it's very possible that in handling purity, for example, with my sisters, that we are just friends, I am a child. You know, another example that comes to mind is, okay, there was a time that there was somebody I had liked, and out of ignorance, immaturity, childishness, you know, when you and somebody are friends from afar, but you just know that you like this person, or the person is likable, that's the word. The person is likable. I used to, you are likable. You guys are, there's friendship, but there's undefined boundaries. I missed it. You know, I'd been an experience like that before, and due to not being wise, I'd suggested that I like you, but I know that the Lord is not going to have me for you. I was talking to the Lord maybe like a day after that conversation had happened, and the Lord was rebuking me badly. And I felt very bad because the way it was in my heart was like, I put this sister in harm's way. Even though it's quite a long time now, but I think I know better. I know better now. You know, so I just felt like I put my sister. That's the expression I don't like myself. I put my sister, my blood sister, in harm's way. And that's one expression in my heart that I cannot let go of. That he has given me wisdom that I take relationship with everybody with purity. He has given me wisdom to manage my relationship with my, you know, other sisters, or other genders, they will call it. I think that's one way, for example, I know that in transitioning, I had made mistakes, But now I'm better for it. Even my, you know, I literally have one of my brothers that be like, ah, come and give me wisdom. How do you manage this? Like, this when it happens. But it did not land on me. I had messed things up at the point too. You know, so I think that's one thing that comes to heart. So where I'm going to with this is, we could be doing that, but we are not conscious of the scrutiny of heaven as we live everyday life. You know, I could have done that if I didn't have a place to go to the Lord often. As they said here, they say, I've refused him. When Eliab probably doesn't know the Lord has refused him. You know, so we could have those experiences day in, day out with our life. But if we are not conscious of that world, we can always mess things up. That's what comes to mind.
Let me take you so that I don't take time. I'll speak after you. It's just something that has changed about you, just with the thought of, you know, marriage in view, your processes. What can you say has changed about you?
Okay. All right. A lot has changed. A lot have changed, actually. I don't even know where to come in now. I think one thing that has actually helped. I'll just say one thing in what he said was the Lord had placed me in a kind of atmosphere of safety. There's one way or the other. How will I explain? I can't escape. I've just been placed in a kind of situation where.
Edged in.
No, not edged in. There's a kind, you know, okay, let me, I don't know if I can give an example. Among my brothers that I stay with, you know, there are some things I cannot just do because of that, you know, safety around, because of brethren around and all that. So I just see that over time, I've always been finding myself around, you know, people that will just, you know, keep me and help me. So then relating it to, you know, entering relationship and what has changed over time, I think, okay. So for me, I used to think that, I think one thing, let me just share this. I used to think I could multitask, you know, until I entered... I was in a relationship and I noticed that I'm not even close to task, not to talk of doing it multiple times, you know. And I saw that over time that the Lord has really, you know, helped me in that, you know, in that aspect, that you have to, you know, there was recently the Lord was telling me that I should pay attention to my babe, as Jesus will pay attention to his church, irrespective of how the church is, you know, and that Jesus takes the church as his responsibility. He does not wait for another angel. The church is Jesus' responsibility, you know, and how will Jesus take the church there? That's how I should take my betrothed. And sincerely, recently, I think it was just yesterday or the day before yesterday, I told her that I have been closer more to Jesus since we've been in this relationship. And I was just at work then. And it just flashed over my eyes. And I could not really say, just like what Brian Ope said, it's not that it was a very big, big thing that happened. It was just that over time, you will see that change has really happened, and it started from being submissive to your brethren. I remembered, I was saying, I told my pastor about it. My brothers were the next people, two close brothers that I told about it. I saw the, you know, safety and, you know, talking to, you know, spiritual authorities too. I was saying that I've had some kind of experience where I attended a gospel concert, and that time I just joined the church then. So I feel like I feel gospel concerts now. I'm just the, if you know who I was in school, I mean, you know, you get so it's not what. When I go back home, you know, my brothers, then my pastor was also staying. He just sat me down and, you know, because apparently that day there was SOBT at Barnex that time. He said, I did not come for SO. You know, I'm just saying that to say somewhere the Lord has just made sure that there is a guide. There is just that guide in me. If it's not from my brothers, it's from, you know, spiritual authority. And I saw that over time, that has, you know, I saw growth over time. And I could just see it obvious in my relationship that even with her, I've gotten closer to Jesus than ever before. Because who else can I run to, you know, in the journey for the Lord?
Hallelujah. Thank you, amen. Wow. Like I said, a lot has been said in this little time. I think I'll just read two scriptures and I would leave us with those thoughts. You know, the Lord Jesus was speaking to Apostle Peter. He said, verily, verily, in John 21, verse 18, he said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou was young, thou guardest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, when you want to be a lively man indeed, thou shalt stretch forth your hands, and another shall guard thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. I also read from 1 Corinthians 13, 11. It said, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I become a man, I put away childish things. Another one that comes to mind, it says that in malice, you should be children. But when it comes to understanding, be what? Be what? Amen. So, you know, to become a man is not an easy task. It's in those daily things that the Lord takes us through. And we need to give ourselves to our processes. We need to stretch forth our hands and let the Lord take us through these processes so that we can arrive where He has in mind for us. Amen. Thank you very much. It's been a very beautiful evening with each and every one of us. Have a great evening.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akeosinyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.